This is the Midday Market Report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined at midday by Kenan Layden of AgMarket.net. Kenan, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Yeah, corn is slightly lower on the day, continuing yesterday's trend, even after the USDA increased exports by 100 million bushels. March is a month where a lot of basis contracts get February, as that March goes into expiration, a lot of basis contracts get priced. So be looking at that USDA Outlook Forum coming up here later this month to see what the USDA will release on initial numbers for corn and soybean acres. Some bear spreading in the soybean markets. Old crop is down a little, new crop's up slightly, but still at elevated levels with the potential Chinese buying. Soybean oil did make a new high yesterday for the front month contract. And with that RVO and 45Z news that's been coming up or going to be coming up, a positive demand story there.
That was Kenan Layden with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers, stay on top of your local market with Basis Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every day, we bring you the latest corn and soybean cash prices from inland grain elevators and river terminals across Iowa. Get the prices you need to make the best selling decisions, no matter where you are in the state. Basis Matters connects you to the numbers that matter most to your farm. Tune in every weekday only on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network and make informed grain marketing decisions with Basis Matters.
March corn down 3 cents at 425¾. March soybeans down 4¼ at 1118¼. March soybean meal down 80 cents at 300 even. March soybean oil down 7 cents at 57.20. Chicago wheat up 4 cents at 532¼. Minneapolis wheat unchanged at 568. Kansas City hard red wheat up 3½ at 534. March oats up 2¼ at 304¾. On the Merck, February live cattle up $3 at $242.10. March feeder cattle up $2.65 at $367.43. April lean hogs down $1.18 at $94.33. Class 3 milk down 2 cents at $15.15. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.